you may well be surprised by your results, because the results of Standout don't measure how you see yourself. They measure how you come across to other people. They measure what you repeatedly do, and therefore the impact you have on other people. Previous assessments were attribute assessments. You are asked to rate yourself on a list of qualities. Myers-Briggs works that way, StrengthsFinder works that way, DISC works that way. And the summary of your results is a summary of how you see yourself. And that's useful, no question, to help you understand your style. With Standout, we don't ask you to rate yourself on a list of qualities or traits. We instead give you scenarios. We might give you a scenario like, a colleague at work passes your idea off as her own. What would you do? And then we keep asking scenarios like that and saying, what would you do? And we give you 4 choices for each scenario. For each of the 9 strengths roles, you're given 12 chances to pick an answer that reflects that strengths role. So in the end, the summary of your results is a summary of what you would repeatedly do. And the point of the assessment is you can either come across this way accidentally, or you can come across this way and have this impact on people on purpose. Most of us would be an awful lot more effective if we could be intentional and purposeful about how we have an impact on others. But we didn't really design Standout for the individual.